Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The praise is for God, the Lord, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, who cares about all of us, cares about all of his creation and all of his human beings, his dependents. We witness that he is one. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. We witness that he is one and there is none with him as a partner helping him. And we witness that Muhammad, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We witness that Muhammad, the messenger of God, prayers and peace be upon him, and what follows is that salutation, salute to the last prophet, the seal of the prophet mentioned in the Torah and in the Injil. As one coming to relieve the misery on the people, to break the bonds of slavery, and in the words of the Quran, the words of God in the Quran, to take from their back the heavy yoke which oppressed them or weighed them down. This is the promise of a liberator. His method of liberating, we know, is a method of peace, invitation to faith in God, and a life of peace, peace with your Creator, and peace with your fellow man, and peace with oneself. This is Islam, the religion of peace. In the Quran, it is revealed that the people of faith, when they witness Muhammad inviting to the way of God, they said, they replied, they responded. They said, we have heard a caller calling to faith, saying, believe in your Lord, and we have responded. We have believed. Muhammad the Prophet is the call to faith. With Muhammad the Prophet is the leadership, the leader who has the leadership over the whole community of Muslims internationally. He is the leader. God chose him to be his servant and his messenger, a mercy to all the worlds, a benefit that is in the life of all people. But he is to be seen by us as a leader of the international community of Muslims, the leader. The leader leads the community. Muhammad was a friend of individuals. He comforted individuals in his own family, in his own household, those of his friends, in his acquaintance, and even strangers. He would comfort them. He would give them the best advice as a servant of God. But he is to see more importantly as the leader of the whole community of Muslims. We make up in our numbers in our locations or geography, we make up a world all to ourselves. That's why the language is given the Islamic world. There is a Christian world, and there's Islamic world. There are other worlds. Muhammad is the leader for a new world. We should see this leader and why God has selected him to be our leader. God says of Muhammad upon him that he should say to the people, I have already lived a lifetime among you. Meaning before God called him to be prophet, messenger, they already knew him. He had lived 40 years among the people, and they knew him to be El Amin, the honest, the trustworthy person. And they knew him to be As-Sadiq, the truthful person, the person who speaks the truth, never lies. They knew him to be that. They knew him to be in childhood a beloved child, an admired child in the most respected tribe of the Arab before Islam and after, the tribe of Quraysh. And they knew him as a family man, to be honorable, truthful, speaking always the truth, trustworthy, never betraying the trust. They knew his morals to be of the best. As one writer in a book that he has written on Muhammad recently, he says that Muhammad was one of those people who were called the Hunafa people. They didn't behave in ignorant fashion. They were of high moral standards. They were of excellent human character. They were upright in the excellent mold of humanity, or human nature, that God wants for all of us. And it was Muhammad, one of these, who were most excellent of them, the most excellent of the Hunafa, the Hanif people. He was the most excellent of them, and God selected him to be what a model human person, to be put in focus for all of us to see what Allah wants us to, what God wants us to strive for in our own behavior, in our own attitudes, in our own human makeup. Allah gave him as a model to us. This is what I want you to strive for. This excellent usra of Muhammad. So you will find in him the most excellent model for any person. Didn't say for Muslim, didn't say for Arab, didn't say for Muslim. For any person who believes in God and the last day, who believes in God and the last day. So any people of true faith, of real faith, because you can't just believe in God and not believe you're accountable to God. That's not the faith. You have to believe in God and believe you're accountable to God. So this is how the people are described that will appreciate Muhammad. They believe in God and they believe in the last day. That is to say, they believe in God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and man and all things, and they also believe that they are accountable to that God, that one day, though they die and leave this earth and put in the grave and gone, one day they will have to answer before that God. So for any people like that, he is the most excellent model for them. So God has created us on this earth, human beings, to worship him. He says he did not create the human beings, or the jinns for that matter, except to worship him. Not to worship yourselves, not to worship the gods you make with your imagination or with your hands, but to worship the real God. So he created us to worship the real God. And worship the real God is taken from a word in the Arabic language that means slave. Abd comes from a noun, means slave. You're not really slave in the worldly sense when you give your whole self in obedience to God. You're a servant, because slave carries some bad meanings, you know, because the slave of a slave master is really a despicable creature. If he accepts slavery, he's a despicable creature. He needs to be despised if he loves his slavery to his worldly master. But the slave of God is the most dignified creature, the most dignified creature. So we say servant. The proper word is servant, not slave in that old sense or in the worldly sense. But just as a slave is expected to give complete obedience to his master, he doesn't have the freedom to say, well, I don't want to sleep in this room. I'll sleep in the than the room upstairs. He doesn't have the freedom to say, I don't like this kind of food you're feeding me. I want steak today. He doesn't have the freedom to say, I'm going out and vote today. This is voting day. I mean, we're going to elect the mayor today. I have to go and vote. And he can't say that. He has no say-so over his own freedom, over his town on time, over his own movements. All of it is in the hands of his master. So Allah chose this word in the revealing the Quran to Muhammad and to us. Allah chose this word so that we will fully understand that your obedience, the obedience that you give to man, is to be given to God. You don't give your whole life to anything except God. So this is the meaning of worship in Islam. And God has evolved the human model. He has evolved that model and to show us more and more the full model, the full picture in all of its features and in its full dimensions. Show it to us so we will aspire to be the greatest person possible while we live on this earth. You see? And God has also evolved the community life. For the most evolved community life, we need the most evolved human person. So Allah give us the most evolved human person so that we will be successful following the road into the destination where we will be the most evolved of all communities. God says, "Antum khayra ummatan ukhrijat linnas." You are the best community, society, world society, international society, international community. You are the best community raised for the benefit, for the good of all people. For the benefit, for the good of all people. So in conclusion for this particular thought, God has placed us on this earth to carry responsibility for community life. We can't do it alone. Islam is freedom and justice and equality for God. We can't do it alone. Muhammad wouldn't, though he was the messenger of God, when he spoke what God wanted us to hear. But he wouldn't let himself be seen as a dictator. He would invite his companions to have say-so in matters. He would invite their opinion. Not a dictatorship, not a despotic rule. Freedom, justice, equality before God. This is Muhammad, the prophet. And then Muhammad, the prophet, wanted to make sure that when he's gone, all the Muslims of the communities, especially the men who are out in the field, who are out in the public, who are really shaping the public life, not the women, it's the men that have shaped the public life for all of us. So he put that responsibility on all of us. He passed the responsibility for the future of the Ummah, not to a certain leader, not even to Abu Bakr, and may God be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu, but to all the conscious Muslims, he passed on that responsibility. So understand what we are all about, and let your responsibility begin right with your own soul. God says, O believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Save your own souls and your family from the hellfire. That responsibility begins with my own soul, with myself, and it extends to my family, and to my brothers, my sisters, my neighbors, and to the Ummah, the world. Thank you very much. We praise God. We say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise and thanks is for God, the Lord, cherisher of all the world. We witness that He's one. We worship none but Him. And we witness that Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet, mentioned in the Torah and in the Injil. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله Praise be to Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We seek Him for forgiveness. We seek Him for guidance. We put our trust in Him, our complete trust in Him, and we do not depart from faith. And we pray the prayers and the peace upon the noblest and most excellent of all human creatures, the seal of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ba'd. We are called as Muslims to believe in the unseen. God describes the people of faith, the believers, as those who believe in the unseen. They believe without evidence for their physical eyes. They believe without evidence for the eyes of their rational mind. They believe in that that exists that is too big to be fully digested by human appetites, whether it's the appetite of the body or the appetite of the intellect or the appetite of the spirit. He's too big to be fully digested by human appetite. So we believe in the unseen, and we believe in what He has revealed to us, what He has created that is unseen, the angels and God and His promises, that we trust because He is a God. We trust His promises. They have not yet materialized. He says He's going to give us life after we are dead. We believe in these things, the unseen. In the conclusion of this khutbah, I want to leave you with this. It is only the unknown that can explain all of the known. Only the unknown can explain all of what's known, or what is knowable. We will always be evolving. Thank you very much. We praise God. We ask Him for guidance always, for mercy and for guidance always, that we remain steadfast in the faith, and that we love one another and practice loving one another, demonstrate our love for one another, and learn to trust the believers, and be strengthened by joining your numbers, the believers, join hands together, and join efforts together, the believers. That's the answer, so that we can have a great future, serving God on this world, in this life, on this earth, and after. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين آمين